Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
8:47, 13 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Ali Cosell, a credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. And I was watching the Masters yesterday, flipped the game on for a second, wasn't going so well, so I went back to the Masters. Ali, what happened, man? We were on a roll. Every time you were scheduled to come on, they would win. You let us down.
I know. I guess I am going to take the fall for this one, right?
No, look, I think we'll let you off the hook. Tommy. I think you've delivered enough. Go ahead.
Thank you. But look, it's LeBron James, and he's been a thorn in the Pelicans' side, especially after he's put on a Los Angeles Lakers uniform, right? He's always getting up for these games, seems to always have great games, and yesterday was no different.
So now, well, first of all, what went wrong in the last couple of weeks, I guess? I don't know how you want to phrase the last couple of games. It just seemed like for a while we were doing all right, then the last couple of weeks, not so much.
Yeah, the Pelicans are having trouble winning at home, right? Before they won those four games on the road, they had went 1-5 at home. And, of course, last night they lost yet another home game. So winning at home on your home floor has not been a recipe of success for the Pelicans, right? They finished the season 21-19 versus on the road 28-14. But specifically in last night's game, LeBron James came out focused, as did the Lakers and the Pelicans. They couldn't stop anything. The first action, it was a simple pick and rolls. LeBron James was somebody that were getting wide open layups, or when they went to the zone, somebody was cutting back door underneath the rim, catching, you know, wide open passes and laying it in. Pelicans had no answer, and at halftime, the Lakers had scored 50 points in the paint. The record in an NBA game is 98. So they were on pace, right, to set a new franchise record. And for Pelicans defense, that really prides themselves on playing with force, staying in front of your man. They certainly didn't do it. So they're going to have to bounce back. But look, it's the Lakers coming up again tomorrow. So you've got a chance for revenge, but they've been blown out by this team three times this year. So it's a worrisome matchup for sure.
So with that being said, give me some optimism, Ali, because...
Well, first thing is they have always bounced back after very bad, disappointing type of losses, right? I feel like the coaching staff does a great job of dissecting the film, showing the players what went wrong and how to correct it. And that's usually, like I said, been one of the best points of this team this season. When they fall by 20, 15 points, they, like I said, they then go on a nice run. Second of all, the Lakers are not completely formidable, right? Just look at where they finished. They were, at one time, I mean, just a couple of days ago, it looked like they were going to finish 9th or 10th. So they're not a complete team. But, of course, they've got the two probably biggest stars in the matchup, LeBron James, Anthony Davis. So you're going to have to figure out a way to slow them down. And I feel like the Pelicans can do it enough to where you just have to let your offense take over. Lakers play terrible defensively. They're one of the worst defensive teams. And so you've got to take advantage of that. You've got to get out in the open court, do what the Pelicans do best. So force some turnovers, start running, and get Zion going, right? He's got to get to the basket. He wasn't able to do that last night because they were able to build a wall. And the way you overcome that, like I said, is through your defense. That's what they've done all year. They're going to have to do it again.
Do you know if LA went back or did they stay here?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, everybody's here. They're staying here just because it was just, you know, 48 hours between games.
To go back, and then you'd be more time in the air than you would to doing anything else. So, the game's tomorrow night. What happens if they lose? It's over, right?
No. Basically, the Falcons are in good position by being the seventh team in the play-in tournament. So that means you get two chances to advance to the playoffs, both on your home floor. And usually that's a good thing, right, Tommy? Yeah. And in the past, last 3 years since this play-in tournament format has been inducted, the seventh seed has always advanced to the playoffs, right? So usually it's been at the seventh seed too, right? Five times. Only one other time did they have to win that second game and go in as the eighth seed. So if the Pelicans beat the Lakers, they're in. They'll face Denver starting this weekend as the seventh seed versus the two seed. But if they lose, they're going to have to play the winner of the Golden State-Sacramento game. And it's troublesome to think, okay, if you can't get past LeBron and say Steph and the Warriors win, that's another team that's given the Pelicans problems over the years. While you'll be on your home floor, you'll have to beat them to get in. So they're going to have to come up with a good win against it, probably one of those two teams.
Tickets are still available for that game, right, tomorrow night?
Yes.
And I think they start about $25 each. So get out there, support the Pelicans. They need the help, and let's hope they win and then move on to play Denver. And, Ali, if they lose, then who they play?
It'll be the winner of the Kings-Warriors game. That's also going to take place on the same tomorrow.
Gotcha. Thank you. Appreciate your time, Ali, as always. Good luck, Pelicans, and maybe you can break the jinx. A credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans, Ali Cosell, who holds my hand as we talk about the Pelicans and the play-in tournament, 8:53, 7 till 9. Traffic now, WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.